The pictures you're looking at right now on your screen, they are of our back end on YouTube. And these are videos that YouTube has decided they're not allowed to be monetized. Or in other words, they're not advertiser friendly. Or in other words, we're going to censor these. As we've covered many times on YouTube, when they demonetize a video, their algorithms are basically moving it out of the search engines and, of course, moving it out of the ability to be kind of uncovered and kind of found. I mean, these videos aren't viral videos. They're not controversial videos about ISIS or Syria or war or conflict. No, ladies and gentlemen, these videos are simply about Christianity. This is a big step. We've seen a lot of Christian channels getting shut down. We've seen a lot of other Christian channels basically just, they can't do it anymore because they're facing similar problems like this. We've also seen a lot of Christian websites being censored on Google and on Facebook. We have like 11,000 followers, I think, on Facebook. I think it's 11,000. It might be more. Which it's not that many. It's a decent amount. It's not that many, though. But somehow, we barely reach half of those. And this is Facebook. So people, I mean, I know a lot of people are on phones on Facebook all day long. But somehow our posts aren't getting in front of people. But it used to. In fact, we used to, back when we had 4,000 or 5,000 followers, we would be reaching 10,000 to 20,000 people. And that continued and kept up until we got to 11,000 followers and this whole fake news scandal came about. And of course, now we're barely reaching half of the people who have actually gone out and liked our page. That's not all. There is censorship against Christians everywhere. We have Christians who are facing persecution in other countries. Now, this is a PDF that I actually got, I think it was this morning. Christians in Syria, current situation and the future outlook. I'm sitting here and I'm telling you, look, we're being censored and look, our videos are being demonetized. But that's nothing compared to the crisis against Christians in Syria. Christians are under serious, tangible threat from radical Islamic groups, from the regime, but primarily, like all Syrians, from the warfare surrounding them. Syria's Christian population is split into supporters of the regime, opponents of the regime, and those who, under the present circumstances, simply fail to see a future in Syria. Christians fight for and against the regime or decide to flee in order to escape military service. The future of Christians in Syria depends on the outcome of the conflict and the political forces that will determine the country's future. And of course, we had a previous travel ban that Trump tried to get through, and it was going to favor Christians. But of course, the federal judges and so on, they threw a fit. They threw a fit about that. When Christianity is being persecuted, or Christians are being persecuted everywhere. In fact, just last year, we had the United States of America on the top list of the worst countries to be in and be Christian, or persecuted nations. Jumping back to the videos that we produce. We produce a lot of Christian videos, especially about, like here are some of the titles, Christians being killed for organ harvesting. Elites decide who the undesirables are. I could understand why they probably demonetized that one because I had killed in the title. But it just, hold on. This is your warning. Christianity is under attack worldwide. Well, why in the world is that one demonetized? That has no reference to killing or anything that could possibly be controversial. But then again, we come to the terms and conditions of their quote-unquote advertiser policies. Look, if Google can't monetize your video on their end, because they make just about 40 to 50% on one single video, then they're not going to put it into the search engines because they don't make any money. And it's all about money with them. It's not about getting the truth out like it is with us. Sexually suggestive content, including partial nudity and sexual humor, this is in their rules. Violence, including display of serious injury and events related to violent extremism. Inappropriate language, including harassment, profanity, and vulgar language. Promotion of drugs and regulated substances, including selling, use, and abuse of such items. Controversial or sensitive subjects and events, including subjects related to war, politics, political conflicts. It does not say politics. I misspoke. It is political conflicts. Natural disasters and tragedies, even if graphic imagery is not shown. That is flat-out censorship. No one can talk about a certain event. Excuse me, we have a First Amendment. Now, just last week, we had Verizon and AT&T throw a hissy fit and say they're no longer going to use their... They're no longer going to advertise on YouTube because of the extremist ideology, not just from ISIS or not just from Islamic extremism, but from anti-gay pastors. That just happened last week. And just this week, I'm already seeing the beginnings of this. This all happened today, by the way, with these videos being demonetized. I mean, this one only has 3,600 views. The next one has 10,000 views. Well, that's because it was religious winter in China. But I mean, these videos aren't going viral. They're just the smaller person's videos. It's not like it's on CNN. It's not like it's on some of these other bigger channels. But you have to really wonder. We know what they're trying to do against Christianity. And yeah, we've been fighting this censorship for a long time. And for the very reality that Verizon and AT&T and other groups are no longer going to post their advertisements next to or next to even just Christian pastors. That says a lot. What is happening to our world? What is happening to America? What is happening to YouTube? I want to know what you guys think about this, but this is, to me, this is very alarming. And I know our channel's not going to be on YouTube forever. Don't sit there and say that. I know somebody was just typing that. Look, I know that. I know we're going to be kicked off air. I know we're going to be kicked offline. As it happens, I'm going to be reporting on it, though. And that's what's going on right now. We're witnessing the destruction. Let me rephrase this. We're witnessing Christianity become hate speech. We're witnessing the name of Jesus Christ be defined by the world as hate speech. Think about that for a minute. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.